follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good afternoon. All of the above.
I hope you're having fun. I am.
Did you skip right to evening?
I went to evening. You said morning. I went evening.
There you go. Our question today is, you think Buddha didn't sleep? We're talking about relaxing. Relax. Because I have a feeling that a lot of our listeners are very active people. You are actively interested in what's possible in your life. I imagine a lot of you have busy jobs, family life, children for some of you, relationships for a lot of you. And a lot of you have computers. You must, because here you are.
On your computer, listening to
the show. So there's plenty to keep you distracted, plenty to keep you going all night long. And so today we're going to investigate relaxation. But in case you haven't noticed already,
Sometimes we finish each other's sentences.
So we always like to remind people of that or warn you if it's your first time listening to us.
Because if you don't like that, you won't like us. And
you'll stop listening.
Right.
And what we discovered, actually, is that listening is key. Listening pulls you into the moment.
And most of us have not learned how to listen. We've learned how to think about what's being said and see if we agree with it. We've learned how to be right about what we already know and try to prove that right. So when somebody's talking to us, we're already sifting through what they say to see those parts that we agree or disagree with and disregard what we disagree with. That's what we've been trained to listen for. Our definition of true listening is to listen with the intention of hearing what another person is saying from their point of view. Another way of saying that is intentionally recreating another's point of view. So if you do that, you will hear what they're saying from their point of view, which is not your point of view. So if you don't compare, but just hear it, it will pull you into the current moment of your life, and that's all it takes to have your life transform.
You know, when you talk about listening, Shia, I realize that when I get tired, my listening degrades. I get a little more muzzy-headed, or from time to time, my thoughts start really speeding up with things I think I should be doing that I don't have the energy to do. And Shia and I have been skilled at listening, so I recommend that you don't label yourself a good listener or a bad listener, but pay attention to the ebb and flow of how easily you listen, and you may want to take a look at whether or not you've gotten sleep and whether or not that has made an impact on your ability to listen.
And how easily you get distracted, because when you're tired, you get distracted very easily.
That's right. That's why people are more likely to have car accidents. They're just not totally there. So today, what if you listen to this show just to relax rather than get somewhere or get something?
Well, you see, here's the thing. We're not trying to get somewhere on this show. We don't have a purpose to produce a transformation in your life. Now, that'll happen on its own, but it's not the purpose that we... So we're not driving to accomplish something. We're not trying to get some
preferred outcome.
Yeah, preferred outcome or desired result. We're really basically being in each moment to see what shows up. Because the moment is where all creation happens, not from what you want to change. That's all change. So let's talk about change versus transformation for a moment. See, in change, change takes place over time. It's linear, so it happens in a straight line. One thing follows the next. It's incremental, as you do one thing at a time, and it takes it's directed, it's going somewhere, it's goal-oriented, and again, it takes place over time. So, transformation happens outside of time. It happens in an instant, and it happens exponentially in all areas of your life, whereas change is goal-oriented, where you're trying to get a certain effect. Transformation just happens everywhere in your life, instantaneously. Oh, yes. And transformation is not understandable, and it is not reasonable.
But it is experiential,
right,
and experienceable. And how you do that is by being here. When
and
you're
right,
here, transformation is a byproduct of
right,
being here.
And what will get you here is listening.
Now, I know we said we're not...
I agree with that.
I know we said we're not going anywhere, and we're not trying to produce any results and outcomes, but that doesn't mean that you might not have a question for us. And if you do, you are welcome to call in. It's a live show today. The phone number is 866-472-5795. That's 866-472-5795, and you are welcome to call in.
And let's talk about the three principles.
Let's do that.
First principle is anything that you resist persists, grows stronger, and in fact, dominates your life.
So let's assume, for the sake of this three-principle discussion, you're tired.
And you resist being tired?
That's right. The more you resist the fact that you have a limited reserve of energy in a day and you think you should be able to go all day, all night, all day, all night, all night, if you resist it, the more you resist it, the more it dominates your life.
And you probably eat more to try to drive you some energy through you.
We've actually noticed that at night. You know, when we do Monday evenings, particularly after we've gotten on a very early schedule, because if we our natural rhythm is to get up quite early and then want to go to bed early, but Mondays go a little bit later. And if we then drive home from it and have the extra time being with people afterwards and we end up going to bed at 1 o'clock, I find that we want
eat.
To eat more because you got to get the fuel from somewhere, and that doesn't always really produce the health benefits that we are.
Or the well-being benefits or the clarity benefits. Second principle of instantaneous transformation.
You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So right now, your level of rest is exactly what it is, and it can only be that way.
And right now, you could only be listening to this radio show because you are.
All those of you who are downloading this now on an archive, you couldn't have listened to it a moment before you do.
And you couldn't have listened to it a moment after you did.
And that's amazing.
See, this moment of now is a perfect moment of now. It's not changeable. It lacks no component parts. It's full, whole, and complete. It's a perfect moment of now. But people, we all, frequently disagree with how our lives are showing up or have showed up. And you see, the reality of it is, if you can't be any different than you are in the current moment of now, because it went by already, then you could not have been different at any other moment in your life. In fact, your life has unfolded perfectly, exactly as it was supposed to, because it all brought you to this moment of now. Pow.
Third principle.
Anything that you see and don't judge, but allow to be exactly as it is, completes itself in an instant.
Now, that does not mean if you see and allow yourself to be tired when you're tired, that it completes it as in you're suddenly now well rested. But it doesn't dominate your life. You can move through your life appropriately to your energy level rather than trying to jack it up over top, rather than being sloppy in your physical actions because you're trying to pretend to yourself that you've got it more together than you do. Those are the three principles of instantaneous transformation as it applies to sleep.
Or rest.
I have a question for you.
What's your question?
Ready? I'll ask you, Shia.
Please.
Where did you learn it was a failing to be tired? Because, you know, sometimes people will come up to you at a Monday night.
Yeah.
And they'll say, you look tired. But when they say it, it's not you look tired. It's
what's wrong with you? You're supposed to be enlightened. How can you be tired?
You know, Shia went to the dentist not too long ago, and she was like, you're not smiling. As if being upbeat or a certain way is better
than being the way
here.
You are in each moment.
So where did you learn it was a failing to be tired?
Well, I remember wanting to stay up late at night and being sent to bed anyway.
Right. I recall that, too, where you'd lobby for just a few more minutes.
Yeah,
but
and I would yell from my room hoping they would come and let me out for a little while longer.
Right. Yeah. My girlfriend, Jill Wellborn, and I, when we were kids, we used to stay up all night. And what we would do is we would chat and we would eat candy that we had hidden. And then we'd hear my dad get up for work in the morning. We'd pretend we were asleep. And by pretending we were asleep, we would fall asleep. But we really fought the night as if somehow we were conquering something by staying awake longer than our bodies wanted to be. And even back then I was eating things.
Well, you know, there's so many things in our lives these days that distract us from getting enough rest. And, you know, scientists are finding that we need more rest than we get because our bodies have evolved over billions of years from when it got dark at night, when the sun went down, your body rested until the sun came up. And it was very rare that you would stay up later than the light. And now we have electricity. And not only do we have electricity, we have computers and the internet and things that we can keep ourselves awake with, like television.
Yeah, absolutely. With this 24/7 access to Twitter and Facebook and TV, you actually need to be a whole lot more proactive and responsible in your resting and recharging, because you can certainly use something that is so tightly edited as a movie or a television show to pull you past your tiredness. I actually find it even with reading a book, although sometimes when the book starts to fall out of your hand, you get a idea that you're actually sleepy. At least I do. But I find I can use a myriad of ways to stay up later than my body would wish me to. I'm certainly good at overriding it. So one of the things that we have talked to ourselves, you know, as we were setting up this show, is that we were looking at noticing what you normally work on as a project in your mind. So each of us, Shia and I, have a tendency to think about different things during the day.
Yeah, anything that's incomplete that you have as your pet project that you're working on, when things slow down around you, what you do is you think about those things that you need to do or don't want to do or want to do or should do or someday will do.
And if you start to become aware of how your mind works, you're actually likely to have a more restful evening. Because what will happen is that your mind won't flick off to incompletions. So you will start to be more relaxed as you go to sleep. So taking a look at what's incomplete around you is definitely a place to start. We're going to take a break now.
Yeah, let's take a break now.
We'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
Come on back and don't miss
being here.
You're
online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Hey, we were listening to the ads, and it was talking about our books. And I want to tell you, they are great summer reads. A lot of you have the books already. I suggest picking them up again and reading them again.
Well, you know something? This morning I got up early, and I went on our website. Actually, I went on our email site, and what I saw was people had put us up on Facebook. So I went to see what they were saying, and what I noticed was there was a link to the Transformational blog.
The Transformational Moments blog?
The Transformational Moments blog. And I was moved to tears by what people are saying.
When I got up and I came into the other room, I saw Shia sitting in front of the computer crying. I was like, I knew it was something good because it was those kind of tears. He said, I'm so moved by everybody. If you haven't seen the Transformational Moments
blog, you really
blog,
should check it out. It's gotten, you know, just so many people who have used what we're teaching to create magnificent lives for themselves.
And you would have seen that if you are a fan of ours on Facebook. If you want to fan our Transformation Made Easy site up on Facebook, please do. We'd love to have you as a fan. We have a caller. Shall we take him?
Yes.
Larry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon, Cheyenne area.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Larry. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Midtown Manhattan on the Upper West Side.
Excellent.
All right.
I have a question for you, and it revolves around all that you've been saying this in your program today.
Okay.
I have a problem with sleeping. It's a very unusual problem. I cannot sleep more than an hour or two at a time.
Well, neither can I.
And then I'm up.
But you see, I'm up, and then I go back to sleep.
Yeah, but I can't go back to sleep for 2 hours, an hour or 2 hours. And then I can only sleep for 2 hours.
Well, what's wrong with that system?
I find that I'm groggy. As Ariel was saying before, when you're sleepy, your mind gets fuzzy. And so if I'm up more than 4 or 5 hours, my mind starts to get very fuzzy, and I'm not even sure of what's going on or what
right.
I'm saying.
Well, you may need to function, Larry, on a 3 or 4 hour awake and take a nap for an hour.
Yes, I agree with you, and that's what I've been doing.
Well,
I nap all day. It's silly.
A couple of things to look at. Not that we are super sleep experts, but I know that our doctor has advised us to see if we can sleep at least somewhat between the hours of 10 and 2, 10 at night and 2 in the morning, because your circadian rhythm, your sleep cycle tends to be more restorative if you're having at least some of your sleep during those time frames.
There's another thing, Larry. How much coffee do you drink?
Oh, one small cup in the morning, that's all.
Okay.
Well, it may be
too much for you.
You know,
I notice that when we drink coffee, we don't sleep as well at night, even if it's a small cup in the morning.
Now, mind you, I am a big-time lover of coffee and certainly addicted to it, but there was a period of time where Shai and I did not have anything caffeinated for a period of about 5 years. And we went to Italy, and we decided that we would share an espresso. It just looked so good.
So we shared a single espresso. One single shot.
We shared it.
Between the
ice 2 days.
We didn't sleep for 2 days.
So it's possible that little bit of caffeine that you are attached to has more of an impact on it than is convenient to admit.
Right. Other thing, do you drink wine?
No.
No.
That's good.
I don't drink alcohol at all.
Well, for those people who do, I was really shocked once we bought a Tempur-Pedic bed. It didn't work well for us because we keep our home cool, so the bed was like hard like a rock. So we called them up to return it, and we were put on hold, and they were talking about factors that hurt sleep. And I was really surprised that alcohol is a factor that inhibits sleep. I didn't know it at that time.
And Larry,
yes,
we are not sleep experts. So we can't really tell you how to go about sleeping better. But let's just apply the three principles of instantaneous transformation to your conundrum.
Okay.
Have you been enjoying the fact that you don't get more than 2 hours sleep at night at a time?
Have I been enjoying it? I would have to say yes. I've been enjoying it because I get up.
Why did you call up complaining about it?
Say that again?
Then why did you call up complaining about it?
Because of my fuzzy mind.
Look, my darling man, you are resisting the fact that you sleep only 1 or 2 hours at a time.
Okay.
That's the first principle. Anything you persists and grows stronger.
Okay.
So if you're enjoying only sleeping 1 or 2 hours at a time, it probably won't last. If you're resisting that...
I'm resisting.
Changed my mind. Very good, very good. If you see that resistance to it, you go to bed at night, you're already, before you close your eyes, thinking, oh, darn, I'm only going to get 2 or 3 hours sleep before I'm woken up again.
Right, that's what happens, yes.
Right, this is like the person who is worried about whether they'll be able to keep their erection during sex.
The more you worry about it...
The less they can.
Right.
You know...
It is a similar phenomena.
It is.
Around
so
sleep.
Anything you resist is going to persist. So if you resist your sleep cycle as it is, that will persist. Second principle is you can only have the amount of sleep you're having.
Yes, I understand that. And I have to agree with you that's all that there is. I mean, I can't sleep when I'm not sleepy.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If you know that you can't sleep when you're not sleeping, why do you complain to yourself about that.
Because of the fuzzy mind that happens
no,
after.
No, but you see, the fuzzy mind isn't even there yet. You complain to yourself when you wake up. You say, "Oh, I should have slept longer."
Right. Right.
As a complaint. It's not worrying about in the future, 2 hours down the road, I'm going to have a fuzzy mind. Now, that may be a coincidental side effect, but the fact is, if you can only be how you are right now, complaining about it is a waste of your life. And the third principle is, if you observe this sleep phenomena without judging you or it, but just notice it, it may dissolve.
Well, it's a very good advice. I thank you for that. Yes,
you just don't like the idea. You want it to be so you can get a full 8 hours sleep.
Well, that would be nice.
It would be, but until that happens, I suggest that you stop complaining to yourself. It doesn't show up the way you'd like.
Again, as Shai said, we're not sleep experts, but I have noticed some things, and I do notice that I sleep better in a fully darkened room. And I also notice, you know, you say you nap a lot during the day.
Yes.
I know that Shia generally naps more than I do, but I do notice that if I nap too much, it actually supports me in not sleeping at night. So sometimes, even if I'm tired, I keep myself moving so that I have... and then just go to bed a bit earlier.
Your body may have gotten itself over the years on a two-hour sleep cycle because you napped during the day.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, as inconvenient as it is, you may want to investigate whether or not you should. You can play around with this one small cup of coffee for a while and see what happens.
I'm going to do that. I mean, I can spend some time at my coffee shop with friends, but have a non-caffeinated tea or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? Then you still have the social aspect,
which I like. Yes.
You don't have the downside. You know, and that's some of the thing too. Sometimes we hold on to things longer than we perhaps should, because of the social aspect or the ritual of it.
Right.
Because, you know, you're used to having the ritual of something that may not work for you anymore, but, you know, the ritual is kind of...
Fun.
Yes, yes. And I'm used to it, yeah.
But, hey, Larry, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you very much. We have to go to a break now.
Thanks for your hints.
You're welcome. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back and don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. The Excellence Club. The Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are less than a month from being in Cambridge,
England,
for our Creativity and Intuition Weekend.
Jolly old England.
You are invited. It's July 15th to 17th, and you can find out more about it on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Easy.
Easy. It is easy. We have another caller. Let's take him.
Eric.
Are you there?
How are you?
We are
fine.
How are you?
Good. It was great listening to the last call because so much of it applied to me, even though I don't drink coffee and I sleep a lot more than that. My issue around sleep, as I was listening to that, well, I already think I don't sleep enough.
Right.
The way I live my life, I don't slowly wind down. I keep going until suddenly I shut off. Like I pass out more than I fall asleep.
Right.
And when I wake up in a sort of fight or flight place. It's not a gradual, oh, good morning. It's suddenly I'm awake and, oh, my God. Like there's a, that's the best way I can put it.
Eric.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I will be 50 in November.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, somehow, you've managed to survive, these almost 50 years with your wake-up panicking.
And work yourself till you pass out.
Right.
Somehow, you've managed to survive in spite of all that.
Yeah, this is only the last couple of years. I mean, that's not a pattern that I've had for a long time. But yeah, you're right. For the last several years,
But so I would relax about it. That's the first thing. To the degree that you don't like the way you do it, it continues.
Right.
You could really hear it with Larry, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the great things about the show and listening to the podcast of the show is that when I'm on the phone with you and we talk and then we hang up, half the time I'm not sure what happened.
Yes. Well, you see, here's the thing. You think we're going to find out something bad about you. Or even worse still, we might find out something great about you. Or even worse still, you might find out something great about you.
Well, when you listen back to the archive of this show, you're going to hear that in the first few minutes of your speaking with us, you sighed tragically several times. And really, what that sigh is about is you being hard on yourself for being you.
What was it that we heard? The oi factor? What was that?
An oyster. An oyster is a person who fills their language with Yiddishisms.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
It is good.
It was good, as we heard that somewhere. In any event, I think it applies to you.
Yeah.
I think you oi yourself through life.
Yeah, I mean, I totally was... Well, I mean, that's part of my culture. I totally get that.
I have a challenge for you.
Well, can I ask a question first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on to your challenge.
I will.
What isn't part of your culture?
Yeah, well, I actually, the first thought that popped up was being relaxed.
Very good. So maybe you can learn a new possibility.
That would be very interesting.
Eric, I think you'd be much more productive and satisfied if you slowed down a little bit to be with what you're with rather than worrying about getting to the end result. What always amazes me about this radio show,
yeah,
is we always come to a conclusion. It always ends. No matter whether I say many words or few words, it still comes to a conclusion. At a certain point, it's over.
Right.
So I don't have to worry about how it's going to go. I could actually be here with you listening to what you're saying rather than trying to figure out, as you're saying it, what I should be saying. Eric, you're thinking.
Hear you. Well, you know, what the silence is, as you undoubtedly know, a mind spinning.
Yes.
I mean,
out of control.
What's that?
Out of control.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd written down a note for myself that there's
yes.
time is money mindset. That
perfect.
Runs.
Because this goes to my challenge.
Okay.
I dare you to allow yourself to be unimportant for an afternoon.
Very good.
My wife, Karen, would love me to take that challenge.
Because,
well,
but I'm not, okay, and what do you mean by that then? Because
yeah,
I'm not sure you're hearing it the way I mean.
Okay, in other words, don't look at every BlackBerry Bing or, you know, feel like I have to handle everything all the time.
Right. You know, I've discovered for myself when Shai and I go out on a boat, and we're out on a boat, and if you get out far enough or you're in a fog, you can't actually see anybody. And so it's just Shia and me and whatever's in front of us and whatever we're doing at that moment. But I find that my thoughts tend to, like, worry about this person or that person or think about that article that needs to be written or when our email's going out. And I actually feel like it's me remaining connected when I don't need to be, because I'm habituated to it. It's me being important, because if I'm there with nothing pulling on me and just there, to a survivalistic mind, you're nothing. You have to allow yourself to be nothing from time to time.
Not going somewhere, not trying to achieve something, but actually allow yourself to rest when you're resting.
Right, as opposed to, you know, I even was trying to create times in the day where I'd plan to take some time, but what would happen is, you know, I'd lie there and think about what I wasn't doing.
That's right. That's what we're saying.
At all.
You're not giving yourself a break when you take a break, so no wonder why you feel tired.
Right, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like what you're saying is if you're going to take a break, be taking the break when you're taking a break. And that
means, yes, and you see, what you do is you take a break when you run out of fuel.
Right.
When your battery is completely depleted, rather than you realize that, okay, I could use a break now, and you actually take a piece of time. It doesn't have to be much. I mean, 10 minutes can be incredibly rejuvenating. In fact, I think it was Alexander Graham Bell who used to take these 10-minute cat naps during the day.
Well, I mean, yeah, I could even just take a quiet walk around my neighborhood for 5 or 10 minutes.
You know,
you wouldn't just
take a quiet walk.
You'll take a noisy walk. Your feet may be quiet, but your head would be noisy.
Okay,
say.
Thinking about all the things you have to do.
Well, I'll tell you the key to taking a quiet walk, because Shai and I have taken both kinds, and today we took a walk before we did our Pilates class. And I noticed that my thoughts were busy. We have this radio show today. We're doing a pre-record of a radio show for when we're out of town, like when we're in Cambridge and we're not able to do the show, so we're doing a pre-record later today. And so my mind was working on the details of that and getting ready to go on our trip. And what I did was I looked around. I actually looked and I noticed that there was a house, and the roof on this house was kind of a blue-green color. And I said to Shai, I never noticed that that house has like a blue-green roof. And he said, oh, yes, that looks like it's copper. And then we started looking at the slate roofs and the asbestos roofs, and I totally forgot everything else that was
important in her day.
Oh, we actually saw these little mini miniature ants that were swarming on the sidewalk. I got down with my little camera and I took a picture. I don't know if it'll come out, but it was really fun to take the picture. You know, and I saw the geese who were feeding in the spillway in town, and it was like very rich, but I had to purposefully disengage from the thought processes first. And, you know, that's a little challenging for you.
And look, you've survived mostly through your intelligence rather than your see, sense, or feel senses. You know, you've been more cerebral than a lot of people.
Right.
And it serves you well in certain circumstances. I know you personally. I know you're a lawyer. I know you're a very good lawyer, and that you defend people and you take care of them, but you also put an incredible pressure on yourself to be on all the time, so you don't give yourself a chance to truly relax when you do relax.
That's absolutely true.
You know, one of the transformational moment blogs that Shai was looking at today was one you wrote a year ago after having come to the intimacy course,
right,
about how you were suddenly just a yes to what was happening in your life. It was so sweet.
You should go up on that Transformation Made Easy blog or
Transformation
Moments blog and take a
find
look at
that
what
one
you wrote.
Okay, I will.
You should, because you'll be surprised. See, you know, look, here's the thing, Eric. When we transform,
our minds still stay?
Well, no, well, yes, but we get outside the current moment of our life long enough that we reabsorb it. Can you come back after the break? We're going to a break now, and we can talk more about this.
Okay, great.
Perfect, because I was trying to
I'm trying to
encapsulate it before the break, and it's just not going to work.
It's not going to work.
We'll be back shortly, everybody.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being
here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
So, Eric... Yes. You know, we said that we read your blog on the Transformational Moments blog, and you were talking about how alive and clear you were. What happens when you take a workshop with us is that you get really grounded in being in the present moment in an environment that supports you being in the present moment, and you don't get lost in your thoughts, and you don't get distracted by your life because there's nothing else happening other than what's happening in the seminar.
Right.
What happens after that is you go back into your life, and it's as though your life slowly absorbs your experience, and suddenly all those experiences become concepts, so you're not just being there, you're lost in your thoughts about your life again. And it happens gradually enough that you don't realize that it shifted.
Right.
And my only suggestion is give yourself more of a dip into the transformational environment whenever you can.
Well, Monday I'm going to go to the Transformation is Fun meeting on Monday.
Oh, excellent.
New York. I'm going to be in New York for business. And I know there's not a Monday Night Alive, but there are a bunch of people who are going to be doing a meetup.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you write up, if you feel to, on our Facebook page about that meetup that you're going to, and then if you're listening to this and you want to go on this Monday...
And if you want to meet Eric...
You are welcome to join him in New York at the Transformation Life is Fun evening. How's that?
That was good.
Hey, thanks,
Eric.
It's
thanks.
Lovely having you on. And by the way, one last thing before you go, and I know we have Sonia. You may want to take a more active break sometimes. Shia sometimes plays solitaire on the computer. I sometimes read garbage books. I love reading books that have no I call them bubblegum books, something that has no nutritive value, but it tastes good, something that just takes my mind and puts it on a fictional story so I'm not working on anything that has to do with reality in my life, and I find it very restful.
Good. I will do that. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Sonia.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
From Basel.
Nice to
Basel,
hear your voice.
Great.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you, too.
Well, thank you. So what can we do for you? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a question about work, and I work in my team where I work in my company. It seems a bit that our boss has a kind of a burnout. Like because she worked many hours for the firm, and I just wanted to find out how I can make sure that I don't get
burnt out as well.
Sorry?
That you go ahead, keep going.
Yes, that I also noticed that it's sometimes a little bit contagious, like, and I wondered what I could do to prevent this.
I'll tell you what you can do to prevent it.
Yes?
Do your job as though you want to do it.
Yes?
Do it like it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do it and have fun doing it. See, your boss burnt out because even though she was working long hours, she was complaining in her head that she had to do it. It wasn't fun for her.
And that's a bit like driving your car with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake.
And when you do that, things burn out. Your brakes burn out. You get bad fuel mileage.
Yes.
So it really, I would say that burnout, I love what you just said, Jay. Burnout really has to do with the complaint
with
factor.
With resistance, mm-hmm. Right. When you resist, it's as though you put brakes on your car, because that's what happens. That's why a car stops. When you depress the brake pad, a hydraulic cylinder pushes some brake pads up against the disc, and they resist the turning of the disc, and it gets hot.
And the friction.
And that friction causes the car to stop. But it's not very good for the car if you keep your foot on the gas at the same time. And most people complain when they're at work that they have to be at work, and they complain about what they have to do, and they complain about deadlines rather than just do the job. Because no two things, Sonia, can occupy your mind at the same time. You can either be complaining that you don't want to do something, or you can be doing your work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, Shai and I are currently quite a bit more tired than we usually are. Our hours are long. We have extra things we're doing right now because we're getting ready to go on a trip. And so things are compressed. And we can either go about taking care of the activities to the best of our abilities, or we can complain about it as if this isn't our life and as if we didn't put it together this way. And this is your life.
Yes, but I don't think that I complain about my work, because it's just that she says that she is supposed to do a lot of controlling, and then she like slows everything down, and then I have the deadlines instead of being able to do the work. That's
yes.
All the deadlines. Then it gets slowed down very much, and.
I understand completely.
And yes. You're not quite being honest with yourself.
But you're complaining to yourself that she slows things down.
I now started to work with, you know, it's the boss of the team, and my boss is another person. And when I worked with her, and the work was done, and now I started to do it this other way, and it works.
Well, you're complaining. See, here's the thing. You're comparing your new boss with your old boss and complaining that she does it differently. And you know something, my dear?
We're getting close to the end of the show, but let's just say this last thing to you. When you go back to work, I would look for the hidden complaints, whether you're complaining about her and how she does it, whether you're overhearing other people's complaints and you're mentally agreeing with it. You are in a climate of complaint that you haven't recognized, and it is dragging on your car.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
So here's the game. Take your foot off the brake and put it on the gas pedal.
And then, when you go to sleep at night, turn the car off.
That's right.
We have to go, everybody. It's been lovely, lovely speaking to you. We'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.